Good morning. It is 10:04 a.m. We are here today, February 15, 2019, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 16-003 and 16-005, TLK Marketing versus the Guam Visitors Bureau. Presiding over the hearing today is the Public Auditor's Designee, Jared Hernandez, and Hearing Officer, Peter C. Perez. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Vince Duenas and Clarissa Roque. Will appellant TLK please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Joyce Tang, representative Tang on behalf of TLK. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Thomas Fisher. I'm an attorney representing the Guam Visitors Bureau.
All right.
There are no institutional representatives with me.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're here on another status hearing. As the parties know, there was a November 13th, 2018 decision and order by the Superior Court in which the court found that there were two errors in the public auditor's prior decision, the first error being regarding whether or not the general manager of GVB had obtained a prior board approval, and the second issue being with respect to completeness of the procurement record. Presuming that the parties have already reviewed this decision in order, how does TLK believe that this matter should proceed?
I think that, thank you. I think that the issues perhaps could do with a very short briefing on what we think needs to be done and also the remedies.
Mm-hmm.
That I think would be helpful. We may not see, the parties may not see eye to eye on that, but I think going forward, we have certain views on those. For instance, on procurement record, we think that that needs to be enforced. We need to produce deadlines for that, the remedies. And also with respect to the issue of the approval, how that, we think that impacts the award and the contract as, since it's void. So I think these require maybe some short briefing, and we could have a short briefing schedule and come back to have a further proceeding or arguments if that's what you prefer.
Do you think that the court's decision and order leaves open the possibility of reopening the proceedings?
Yes, I do.
I mean, with respect to the taking of evidence, with respect to GVB curing the issues?
Yes, because of the procurement record, that's pretty clear. And I think, rather than try to lay it all out today, because I don't think that's the purpose of today's hearing,
right.
I think it's be nice to present it in a concise fashion and a very... which is why I'm suggesting a briefing on that, so that TLK can present its view on the issues, and certainly I'm sure GVB will have their view, and then I think as a hearing officer you can decide which how you want to proceed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Fisher?
Yeah, I don't object to that. The hearing officer should know, though, that we view the issue as moot. The contract is already performed. The contract in question is complete. The labor and service under the contract was subject of a subsequent procurement, which has already been awarded. So we're going to be litigating something that is moot, past, covered with dust. I can't conceive of a remedy, but let's see what they have to say.
I mean, one of the issues I was wondering was, would the parties want to attempt to reopen proceedings? For example, would GVB be taking the position that although board authority was not given prior, that the board has the authority to ratify, and would that cure the issue raised by the court regarding error on that issue? And secondly, with respect to completeness of record, it needs to rise to the level of, I think, materiality.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not the parties wanted to address those issues. But I think what I'm hearing is that the parties would just submit their positions regarding where we go from here and maybe submit those simultaneously.
And then address those issues that you, I mean, we are thinking exactly of those issues that you have raised.
Right.
I didn't think it was appropriate to get into all that today.
Yeah, we don't need to today.
Yeah, but I think that's exactly what we were contemplating in our brief, and happy to, and that's why I'm talking about remedies for the hearings. And I think that makes a lot of sense, but I will note that, you know, as agency representative here, you would think that the agency would want to make sure that its conduct and the rules that work at the agency is scrutinized and follow the law. not an agency who's trying to...
Are you inviting an argument this morning? I'm not an agency that's trying to cover up
and everything, sweep everything
under
your rug.
You're inviting an argument that we would have made it as well.
That is just really, really inappropriate. And you wonder who agency's counsel really, truly represents.
Okay, well, why don't we set a date? Not what I would envision, if you agree, is that the parties would submit simultaneous briefs on the same day, and then each of you would state your positions regarding where we go from here, and then the public auditor can consider the best way to proceed, and would then, I think, issue an order or a notice regarding how the proceedings will go.
And just a briefing, the briefing will also include the issues that you talked about, for instance, the your ratification issue as well as the materiality issue, correct?
I mean, we're not just talking about procedural. I leave it to the parties
okay.
in terms of what issues they want to raise in terms of how we proceed from here, but those were the issues that were in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the parties may not think that those are the appropriate issues to set forth in their filings. But I think those would be important to know.
I agree.
So how long do the parties need?
2 weeks, please.
Okay, 2 weeks from today?
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Okay, February 1st?
Or March
1st. I'm sorry, March 1st by 5?
Okay.
That's fine, thank you.
Okay, are there any other matters?
Nothing from us.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:10 a.m. Thank you.